Hey, long time I never touch you. Fred here, your host of the podcast Jamaican Revelation, a young man born and raised in the United States with parents from Jamaica, and what that looks like, because I can hardly claim that we come from Dunga Yard. And so this is a part of me that I've kept to myself. And so for me, I've never fit in to any particular group because I don't look the look, as you can see if you're watching on Spotify. And me can't chat the chat only upon special occasion when me mother come down on me oxtail. But otherwise, it's lost on me. And that makes me sad because for some reason, culture is so important to us. It doesn't matter if you're from another country. Culture is important if you were born and raised here. And there's so many things that shape who you are in culture, depending on what age you're born. You know, if you're born in the 80s or the 90s or the 2000s, if you're a silent era, a boomer, Gen X, all of those things shape. And especially if you're then connected to social media or a television, you get to watch their interpretation of what culture is. Almost like a prescription, you follow suit, you acquiesce, you follow it. And we all do because we're all influenced by what we see. And we're influenced by one another. So it's not something to feel bad about or strange about, but I find it very difficult for me as a parent of two children and trying to build something upon a solid foundation. How there are so many interruption is what I call it, but it may not be. It's just life, because life around us shapes who we are, but because I have an image in my mind of how that should look. And so I find myself pushing and pulling and tugging and trying to make sense of the world around me, present something that's real and sustainable for my children and safe. In the end, it's like a tower of Jenga and somebody just comes by every 2 or 3 days and just topples it over. And some of that can come from the nature of the work that I do, because I'm a youth and young adult pastor, and the church itself is going through a transformation, especially in a post-Christendom era where church is taboo and a time when pastors were like everything. We were the doctor and the psychologist, but now we're like the guy with like cute like trivia knowledge from the Bible, and so, which I'm terrible at trivia, and so I imagine I am not the only one. Just because you're not Jamaican, I know you, if you are a human being at this time in history when everything is a smorgasbord of it's a buffet, you can pick and choose what you want to experience. You can shape the reality that you want. You can post it on social media and everyone see what you want them to see. And so what I'm saying is, you can have shag carpet from the 70s upstairs. You can have feng shui downstairs in the living room, and you can be dressed like the 90s, have a 90s haircut. And you're free to do it. We're in a time period where, you know, everything is being exposed. So you get canceled if you hurt people or if you try to bully them. And so it's a good time to be alive, and at the same time, a very challenging time. So my question for you is, how are you shaping the culture in your home? How are you shaping culture in your house? Are you allowing culture to shape you? Or I guess that's the wrong way of saying that. Are you being shaped? Are you passively being shaped by the world around you? Or are you being in control of which windows you leave open in the house and what you open your door to and allow in? And this is going beyond, you know, I think mostly in religion term, you know, this is bad and this is good. No, I'm talking about, I talk about what you choose to allow in your home to shape the people that live there. You see, let me get preachy upon you for one moment and tell you that God give you a brain and he give you a mind and you have a choice. One of the biggest superpower of a human being is the power to think and make good decision. On the other hand, we also have error and we make mistake, and there's nothing wrong with that, but we learn from society, whether inside or outside of religion, that it is not all right to make mistakes, because even mistakes shape who you are every day, depending on how you look at mystique, whether you look at it at as opportunity or a death sentence. And so this podcast come under the premise of Jamaican revelation, a little bit of patois, a little bit of music mimic based on what I experience. But I also want to know, how are you experiencing the world that you're living in? And how are you allowing it to shape your reality? And how are you using these tools to portray the reality that you are in? Because if we passively allow external forces to shape who we are passively, I cannot imagine it to be something healthy. And I don't know why. Maybe I need to explore that more. Because then you just become a product of whatever come your way and crossroad with you. You just say, all right, me let that come in my house. Come on in. Let a lion or a tiger come in on your house and dog them and cat come in and just whatever. Are you being selective? Are you being mindful? Are you being present, really? I think the crime that I see is when we reduce the human experience to just simply passively observe and let life happen to you until you're dead one day. We can hardly call that living, I guess, is why I feel so strongly about that. To just, you know, you're sitting in your living room, you go to the school, and of course, you allow what you want, you don't like math, you let that in. Your friends, then, with the peer pressure, say something stupid to you, you accept that lie. Instead of challenge the lie or talk to someone about it, you just passively let life happen to you. You go to your job and your work, and you know you live in scarcity. You live in scarcity because you know that you need the check. And so you let anything come at the cost of your integrity. You allow life to happen to you. You let people talk to you anyway. People on the phone you talk to, customer service. You let your fellow co-worker across the cubicle talk to you any old kind of way because you need the money, because you live in scarcity. I want to challenge the way we live today in 2023. And I want to look at our reality in a whole new way, in an exciting way, not in a dark doom and gloom. Oh, what am I going to let into my house? What am I not going to let into my house? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the original intent of your designer, Almighty God, yes, me say it already, was for you to use your brain. That even if the world did not fall, we would still have the opportunity, like we do today, to make choice and to allow ourselves to be present and not just let life happen to you. To be selective based on what you value, and then you build traditions that you can pass down from generation to generation. Good example from a story. Think about my family there in Jamaica. A humble people, not very wealthy. My grandfather was a fisherman. Me tell you that already if you hear the song, which you should listen to if you never hear it. You know, they had a culture of kindness. Someone come by the house and walk by, picnic them children, little people walk by the house, and my grandmother come out of the house and say, hey, come here. So they just get off of school, and she don't bother to ask, oh, you don't have anything at the house. She said, you eat yet? That was her question. And they say no, and of course they haven't. They just get off of school, but she doesn't know if they had lunch, who knows. And she break off something, whatever she having at the house, and break it off and put it in their mouth and send them on their way. A culture of kindness is what came from my family. And then is that because everyone should do that? Not necessarily. Does it come naturally as a result of living or the values that you have? Yeah. And so what do you value? If you value a passive existence of just letting life happen to you and whatever the latest thing that comes up on the screen, letting that shape your morality, let that shape your mentality, let that shape your reality, your just everything, let it shape that, then you're fine. Then this podcast is not for you. You can just ride the wave, or you can look at it like a buffet, that there's so much opportunity out there. There's so much that we're exposed to daily. Some things are better than others, and that we have the freedom to choose what we allow through our windows and through our doors, or to come out of our door. You know, to me, that was the original intent. I think your original designer stepped back and look at you and say, wow. When I think about my son, 1 year old, I look at him and I wonder why his little brain told him to go this way instead of that way and pick this up and grab it and throw it or eat it or put it all over the place, because he has free agency to live his life instead of let life happen to him. And that's the call I have for you today. I want to thank you for joining me. Fred here, your host of the podcast Jamaican Revelation. Check out the song. I think I have one on Spotify, Dawn to Dusk. And so I'm practicing some patois. So anyway, until next time, thanks for joining. Over and out.